The nationalist conservative Viktor Orban found the red carpet rolled out when he called on Austria's conservative chancellor. This contrasts to previous years when centre-left governments dominated in Austria and Viktor Orban's brand of populism, nationalism and xenophobia was shunned. Now, Hungary and Austria, once united under a multicultural empire, are united in keeping migrants out. Sebastian Kurz says Europe should stop trying to force immigration quotas on member states. He's also cutting benefits for refugees and taking a harder line, some would say the Orban line, on Muslim migrants, claiming parallel societies are developing in some Austrian cities. Mr. Orban would also be pleased to hear Austria calling for the strengthening of the EU's external borders. They also agreed that the EU should be a union of strong nations, meaning less union, not more. Hungary is a member of the EU's most critical bloc, the Visegrad Four, comprising Hungary, Slovakia, the Czech Republic and Poland. There's been speculation that Austria might join and make it the Visegrad Five, something the Chancellor's junior coalition partner, the far-right Freedom Party, has been calling for. But Mr. Kurz is going to sit on the fence, saying at a press conference with Viktor Orban that Austria should play a bridging role between Western European nations and the Visegrad Group. There are plenty of reasons why the Austrian leader is keeping some distance from his Visegrad neighbours. Austria's most important trading allies are Germany, France and Italy. He supports EU measures against Poland for its transgressions on rule of law and democratic principles. Austria will also continue its anti-nuclear policy and, despite warming relations with Hungary, will go ahead with a legal challenge to Hungary's expansion of its nuclear power station. Another sore point: there'll be cuts to child benefits for many Hungarians working in Austria. The new government believes they're only entitled to the same amount they'd receive in their home country, a great deal less than Austrians receive. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.